Now on to letters to the Evening News. We have four this week. Particularly local to Norwich is the Strangers Club and their decision to open up their membership to women after many, many years. And it takes the eye of Peter Franzen of Loddon. It was interesting to read that the Strangers Club in Norwich finally has pulled down the barricades and allowed women to become members, but not without ruffling a few feathers among some of its 170 members, with 18% voting against allowing the fairer sex to grace the old oak timbers at its Elm Hill establishment. The change was partly prompted by growing pressures for men-only clubs in London to admit women. With equality in mind, I wondered whether men could now join the Women's Institute, the WI, but apparently not. Membership is restricted to women only, as established by its constitution and reinforced by recent interpretations of the Equality Act in the UK. Men can participate in some open activities, but cannot join as full voting members. My recollection of the Strangers Club was that prior to this rule change, the club offered a range of lunchtime and evening activities open to partners and guests. Indeed, probably more opportunity than that offered to men by the WI. It is to be hoped that the Strangers continue to thrive for another 100 years, and that a disgruntled comment from a member who said, "This could be the death of the club," is not prophetic. But alongside the WI membership rules, this looks like a case of more sauce for the goose than the gander.
Another local issue is the city's football club, and Kevin Duck of Attleborough thinks their supporters have to pay too much for their entertainment. Further to your editorial on the 6th of February regarding Norwich City FC, all supporters will doubtless agree that the appointment of consummate professional Philippe Clement has led to a superb transformation on the pitch, and we're looking forward to seeing where this takes us. The same cannot be said for season ticket prices. The minimum adult price of £567.50 could be cut by 30% to match those on offer at Ipswich, Leicester and other similar clubs. Ditto for the more restrictive areas of the ground subject to concessionary prices at Carrow Road. How much would it cost to match the ticket charging policies at those other clubs and make a concerted effort to ensure that Carrow Road is full for each championship match? My guess is comparatively little relative to the doubtless significant sums paid out to compensate two unsuccessful head coaches and their compatriots for loss of office. Keep up the pressure for a fairer deal for match-going football fans, ditto for TV followers, in respect of which prices are also unacceptably high.
The concern of Gary Morton of Norwich is preservation of the countryside. I heard David Bull on GB News tonight say beavers are savers of the countryside. Tell that to farmers and anglers. I recall him saying previously we must dredge rivers to stop flooding. Working with nature is a better way. It costs less and accommodates nature's processes. Beavers build dams, cutting down trees indiscriminately. Tree roots bind riverbanks together, forming natural flood defences. It filters out, releasing sediments that are deposited, displacing water. It also smothers feeding and spawning grounds of fauna and flora. Are politicians ultimately responsible for contaminated rivers and the discharge of sewage into lakes and seas? Illegal dumping of very large amounts of rubbish is criminal. Birmingham City's council rubbish neglect is an example. Do we need to reform our policing of the environment?
Finally, that Debenhams story. Peter Freerday of Norwich laments its decline and sets out his ideas for the future. I'm writing about the future of the now-closed Debenhams building. Norwich City Council planners are now proposing to convert this building into student flats. This apparently even after being informed by the university that further student accommodation is not required. To my mind, this beggars belief. This landmark building in the centre of Norwich is known to all and deserves better. Why not look into saving the fabric and general look of this well-known building? Personally, I'd love to see the ground floor and basement left as an easy access space from all sides and fitted out with individually run little shops or stalls, some perhaps on reasonably priced short-term lets as pop-ups. The upper areas of the building could still be converted into city centre apartments with their own secure separate access. If feasible within the structure, perhaps a restaurant bar with a rooftop garden space could be considered as well. This corner position in the middle of Norwich could become a buzzing and popular area, drawing people back and bringing a bit of life back to the centre of our dear old city. Please, please, let's not end up with yet another bland block of flats taking root in the heart of Norwich. Give the people a lively, interesting hub that's worth visiting.